Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Systemair third quarter of 2013 financial results call on the 25th of November 2013. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star on, followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Systemair. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or other similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of the unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technology and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Systemair and its operations. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Evgeny Chuekov. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our third quarter results call. With us on the line today, you have Mikhail Shamoin, our CEO and President, and Sherlock Rozanov, Senior Vice President and CFO, and myself, Evgeny Chuekov, Head of Investor Relations. You can find a presentation of today's results on our website, and I will now hand over the call to Mikhail for his comments. Mikhail, over to you.
Good afternoon, and welcome to our third quarter 2013 results call. We reported a very good set of results today, showing 5.4% year-on-year increase in revenues to $9.3 billion, 15% increase in OEBDA to $2.4 billion, and importantly, 150% increase in net income quarter-on-quarter. Notably, our cash position has increased 155% to $820 million following excellent dividend and divestment stream in third quarter, while our consolidated net debt to OEBDA dropped to 1.1 times. Looking across the entire asset base, these are one of the strongest quarterly results on record, and they demonstrate two important points. The first is the continued solid performance of all our investments. MTS and Bashnia both delivered impressive results, but importantly, our developing assets are maintaining the excellent profitability momentum set earlier this year. In the third quarter, nearly all of them delivered net income, and we expect approximately 10 out of 13 developing assets to show positive bottom line by the end of the year. In this group, there are several highlights to mention. Детский мир posted 72% increase year-on-year in OEBDA. Its margins jumped to 11.7% in the third quarter and are on track to average around 9% for 2013. In the 9 months of this year alone, the company outperformed the sector by 3 times, reporting 33% growth versus estimated sector growth of 10% for 2013. Similarly, MTS Bank has reported 20% quarter-on-quarter increase in its loan portfolio from joint projects with MTS, 48% year-on-year increase in loan portfolio to individuals, and 113% increase in interest income driven largely by almost 2 million MTS Dengue credit cards issued to date. In METSI, the number of patient visits and services provided grew by 19% and 9% respectively. The company increased OEBDA to $16 million and thanks to its hospital business was able to increase margins to 23%. These strong performances coincide with the second very important trend noticeable in today's results, which is our growing ability to upstream cash to the holding level. On our last conference call, we estimated that our investments will deliver record cash to the holding level this year, and we are firmly on track to achieve this. The Rosneft divestment resulted in over $1 billion of proceeds post-tax, while dividends from subsidiaries amounted to $540 million. Together with interim dividend income in fourth quarter of approximately $900 million, we are expected to be on a very strong financial footing. Importantly, this cash-generating ability is now set as a cornerstone of Sistema's remuneration. As announced earlier in October, the Board of Directors has approved a new motivation system which rewards portfolios based only on the cash their assets under management deliver to the holding level. This aligns shareholder interests with management's responsibilities and should stimulate a more active asset rotation going forward. Turning to portfolio events in the third quarter and in the last few weeks, we have announced two important deals, the acquisitions of Bashneft Oil Services and United Petrochemical Company. Both companies were non-core to Bashneft and require substantial future investment, but equally have great growth prospects. The oil services market in Russia has expanded at a CAGR of 15% in the last 5 years and amounts to the second largest in the world. BNSA is still a relatively small player, and despite having approximately 100 rigs, will require majority of them renewed and upgraded. Yet BNSA offers a classic turnaround case which Sistema is known for. By improving its operations, developing transparent corporate practices, and diversifying its client base, we will unlock substantial value in the near to medium term. Moreover, the attractive sector dynamics and Sistema's local expertise, we believe, make BNSA a strong partner for any international oil services player. In petrochemicals, UPC, United Petroleum Company, petrochemical company, has already struck a joint venture with Altec, a global leader in PTA and PET production. To leverage UPC's assets to Bashneft's feedstock, both companies will jointly assess the opportunity of setting up PET production in Ufa. The feasibility study is expected towards the end of 2014, and although capex requirements are yet to be fully defined, the company believes it can independently finance the project should such a decision be taken. We continue to monitor opportunities in other sectors as well. In transportation, the market is very subdued, and increasing number of smaller players are buckling under pressure. This may open the door to bolt-on opportunities for SG Trans, and we're reviewing some of them. Operationally, the company continues to perform well. With vast majority of contracts fixed and long-term, it remains on track to deliver to our end-of-year forecast. Similarly, we're analyzing partnership and monetization opportunities for several of our assets, some of which we hope to deliver in the near term. Finally, a word on our dividends. Our excellent dividend and divestment stream, we believe, creates a unique opportunity for shareholders to participate in our yield and growth story. We have guided that dividends will be progressive and subject to our performance rise year on year. While it is premature to discuss specific numbers at this stage, the management has a very firm estimate in mind, which it plans to recommend to the board in April next year. Composed of higher regular dividends and additional dividend from Rosneft proceeds, this will be a substantial increase and another big step in delivering shareholder value. Before we move on to answering your questions, I will hand over the call now to our CFO, Sevala Trozanov, for an overview of our financial performance. Sevala, over to you.
Thank you, Mikhail. Good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today's results prove that we are delivering on our strategic objectives. As Mikhail said, we have generated solid results across all our investments, and our portfolio remains very stable. The progress that our developing assets have made is an important step towards gradual monetization of our investments. These companies have not only grown at 14% CAGR over the course of the last 5 years, but have this year began paying dividends. In 2013, four companies paid dividends based on their 2012 performance. Next year, we expect at least 8 developing companies to join that order. Looking at our financial highlights in the third quarter, notwithstanding negative currency movements, consolidated revenue grew 5.4% year on year, at 9.2% quarter-on-quarter in dollar terms. The group's adjusted EBITDA increased 0.3% year-on-year and 14.9% quarter-on-quarter in dollar terms. Selling, general and administrative expenses increased by 5.9% year-on-year and remained stable quarter-on-quarter, totaling $1,050 million in the third quarter of 2013. In the third quarter, RTI reduced its SG&A by 20.4%, SSTL by 12.8%, and MTS Bank by 14.6%. The group's total consolidated debt decreased by 16.9% year-on-year during the reporting period, mainly as a result of reduced debt at MTS and Bashneft, while SSTL's debt position decreased by additional $72 million and MTI's by a further $130 million. The group's total consolidated debt decreased by 10.6% quarter-on-quarter, mainly due to the debt repayment in Bashneft, MTS, SSTL, and on the corporate holding level. Following these decreases in the group's consolidated debt, our interest expense in the third quarter fell by 10% compared to previous quarter. Consolidated net debt to EBITDA ratio remains at an all-time low of 1.1 times. At the end of the reporting period, we reported a substantial increase of 154.7% in our cash position at the corporate center level, which grew to $820 million. We reported a cash inflow of $1.6 billion in the third quarter, which included $1 billion received from the sale of our stake in Rusneft, net of tax, $536 million received in dividends from our investments, and $25 million as a final payment received for the sale of the 15% of SG Trans to Unirail. Simultaneously, we had a cash outflow on several items, including dividend payment, approximately $200 million spent on the repayment of SSTL debt and financing, $170 million transferred to short-term deposits, $142 million spent on the repayment of the corporate center debt, and approximately $60 million on acquiring MTS ordinary shares. Due to the repayment of bank loans in the third quarter, the debt of the corporate holding level decreased to $1.6 billion, i.e. by 8.2% quarter-on-quarter. The strengthening of the cash position and decrease in debt resulted in 45% reduction of the corporate holding debt, which amounted to $785 million compared to $1.4 billion at the end of the previous quarter. In the third quarter, the group's capex decreased year-on-year by 7.8% to $925.6 million due to the reduced expenses at MTS. The group spent $136 million on increasing its share in subsidiaries, including $140 million on purchasing Sberbank's stake in Deskimir, which increased system effective stake in Deskimir to 100%. The group's free cash flow increased from $580 million in the second quarter to $1.5 billion in the third quarter. Looking ahead, as Mikhail mentioned, we expect a substantial cash inflow of more than $900 million in the fourth quarter, coming from MTS and Bashneft interim dividends. So as of the end of the third quarter, we are pleased to report to you strong operating results delivered by our portfolio businesses and very solid cash position of the corporate center. You can find more information on our debt maturity profile, the group's financial results, and individual company breakdowns in more details in our presentation and press release published on our website. I would like to thank you for your attention and hand the call over to Evgeny.
Thank you, Petrovich. Operator, we're ready to take questions.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There will be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Thank you. Your first question comes from Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for a strong set of results and a presentation. I have two questions. My first question is related to your recent acquisitions of Bashneft's service division and the petrochemical company. What is the approximate capex that you're planning to invest into these assets to increase their profitability and to increase margins, and how do you plan to finance these investments? That's my first question. And my second question also relates to Bashneft. What's your current plan regarding the potential listing of the company next year, and will you consider selling your stake in Bashneft partially, maybe, or selling new shares of the company? Thank you.
Yes, thank you for your question. On Bashneft oil services assets, sorry, on United Petrochemical Company, we are not planning to make any additional capex from Sistema. The company has a strong cash flow, and current plan is that together with the Mexican partners, they will be able to invest out of the existing cash flow and use this cash flow as a basis for additional loans if those loans become necessary. So no additional financing to UPC from Sistema. BNSA, it's hard to say. We're still calculating and debating the business plan, but I would say that the amount of outside investment would not exceed $50 million.
Okay.
On the current plan for Bashneft listing, it's right now we're talking about second half of next year, probably autumn, and it's premature to say what kind of stakes we will be selling. Right now we're thinking of a combination of new shares and some of the existing shares. In which proportion, too early to say.
Thank you very much. Can you please clarify the number you've given for Bashneft services capex? Is it 50, 50?
Yeah, it's around. I think we should be careful discussing those numbers because they're really not final. So I guess we'll. By the next conference call, we'll have the business plan approved, and then we'll be able to give you a number. But I don't expect this to be a very high number.
Well, there is one.
Thank you very much.
One point I would like to add is that there will not be any financing from Sistema required, neither for BNSA nor for UPC. Both companies will be able to raise the funding required for their development plans themselves.
Maybe some, but not much.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Thank you. You have a question from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you. Can you update us on where you stand with the search of a partner in Metsi? Is this still on the agenda, or are you managing it on your own? And also, as far as the Detskiy Mir development going further, are we still expecting an IPO eventually? Is that correct? And is this more of a like 2015 affair, or you think you might be reaching some of the necessary KPIs already next year to follow it next year? Thank you.
Thank you, Igor. On Metsi, we are not actively looking for a partner right now because we see that the business is shaping up. The management team of the business has improved dramatically, and we're seeing this in the results. We expect the business to grow very substantially next year. We see lots of opportunities in the market, and there is no point for us to be selling a substantial stake in the company at the current valuation. We believe that we can create a substantial value, and given that we are not short of cash, there is no necessity. We still would welcome a partner if it is a strategic partner that can bring a lot of new management expertise to the business. But we are carefully selecting amongst many candidates until we reach a satisfactory deal. On Detski Mir, you've seen the results yourself. You see how the company is progressing. And it is premature to say, but it may also be an IPO candidate in 2014, even, not 2015. But again, we clearly see an opportunity to create substantial value either in 2014 or 2015 in Detski Mir.
Okay, and can I also ask you about the, in general, your one of your two main companies, MTS, has been saying that you know, macro doesn't look too great in 2014. Can you comment on what your outlook is for next year? Do you think the dividend capacity of your I guess the two main ones are in good shape, but you expect more companies to start paying dividends. Do you think the potential deterioration of the macro compromises the ability of the smaller companies to pay dividends? And how do you position yourself for the potential significant macroeconomic deterioration in 2014? Do you think you are in great shape to pick up new assets, or you think you'll be more careful next year? Can you just maybe comment a little bit on the impact of the macro?
Yeah, we certainly don't see any threat to MTS dividend so far. We also haven't seen any substantial slowdown in consumption patterns like in Detski Mir. We're seeing growth, not a slowdown. So we're not seeing yet any sort of effects of a crisis, which you know people are talking about, and we are looking with certain kind of calmness in 2014. We are not in any sort of panic here. We do have substantial cash reserves, so in any case, I think we are in a very strong financial position. Our debt to EBITDA is very low on the ratio. So I guess we are prepared for all kinds of outcomes. And even if in some parts of the economy, the crisis hits more than in others, it may actually present us with interesting acquisition opportunities for which we have accumulated resources. So we're not changing our plans in any dramatic way, expecting an economic slowdown. I guess we'll see what happens. But we definitely know that about 10 companies besides MTS Bashnevs will be paying dividends next year.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes from Alexei Gogolev from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Mikhail, could you elaborate on the very good results of MTS Bank? What was behind strong growth of net interest income? And could you also elaborate on the developments with regards to MTS? Has there been any progress in this partnership with MTS? Also, with regards to your dividends, could you clarify what you said on the call earlier today? So you're planning to have the board of directors recommend a regular dividend increase and an additional special dividend on top of that, but that is unlikely to be paid before middle of next year. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. I will start with dividends. It is correct. We will be recommending a substantial increase in our standard dividend As we said, you know, we're going to continue with our story of progressive increase in dividends, and we will recommend a special dividend on the proceeds from Rosneft.
It will be actually, so that everyone's very clear, it will be all-in-one dividend composed of two aspects, the regular dividend and proceeds or part of proceeds from Rosneft. But it will come as one big dividend.
Yes, and we're planning to be pretty aggressive on the number, which I cannot disclose now, but I can tell you investors will not be disappointed. And on the MTS Bank, there are a few positive things which are happening with this company. Number one, management was able to decrease cost-to-income ratio from 90% as it was in 2011 to around 45% in 2013, which is a dramatic progress, and it immediately brought the bank into profitability. Plus, of course, partnership with MTS and the MTS Money or MTS Dinge product, you know, the credit card, is selling quite nicely, and the NPL stays below 10%, which is a very good result for a consumer, you know, lending business in Russia, and that is because we know our customers better than just customers coming from the street, because most of them are MTS customers with the credit histories that we know that are coming and buying those products in MTS shops. And we're working on aligning now the CRM system of MTS and CRM system of the bank, and also linking MTS mobile account with the bank account. So the bank account can be set up almost automatically, and this link could be used for all kinds of mobile payments, including in the future payments in grocery shops, you know, petrol stations and such. You know, we're working on developing a payment system. So we're looking with a bit of optimism on the potential of MTS Bank, and the current management team is delivering on the plan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Alex Balakhny from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes. good afternoon. I have a few questions. First is on dividends. Mikhail, when you say that investors will not be disappointed, may I ask you to what number of investors' expectations you refer to? Do you mean that what you will suggest to the board as the dividend proposal for the next year is substantially higher than the consensus expectations for a full year dividend, or what is behind this? Second question is again on the dividend. So this year dividend will be comprising the earnings element and the cash proceeds element from the transactions. How should we think about the future year dividends, given that you were quite committed, at least from what I understand, to the progressive dividend trajectory? So should we expect the 2014 dividend number will be higher than 2013, regardless of your potential proceeds from the liquidation of assets? And my last question would be on the pipeline of the deals you may be considering. If you just walk us through the sectors, the sizes of the transactions, it would be also very helpful. Thank you.
On dividends, I would love to tell you the number. I do have a number in my head. I cannot disclose it at this point because I will have to recommend it to the shareholders, the main shareholder. He will have to approve it, and then I can announce it. Because if I give you a number now, and then for some reason it will not be supported, then we all kind of look not very good. But I can tell you this. We will continue the progressive increase in dividends if you were to consider our regular dividend. So that story would continue also in 2014. And on top of that, we will pay a substantial chunk of the Rosneft transactions, the dividend. And in 2014, we will have a few more deals coming, Pashnet potentially could be one, which, you know, will allow us to continue this record in 2015 after 2014. So, you know, and I guess if I say that investors will not be disappointed, they will not be disappointed with very high degree of probability. And so far, I never kind of let investors down, and I think this this time also. And the last question, I unfortunately didn't. What was the last question?
Can you repeat the last question?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you just update us on the pipeline of the deals you are looking at? I mean, the assets you plan to acquire in a course of 12 to 18 months. What industries are they from? What sizes of the potential deals you consider?
Yes, this information, unfortunately, we cannot disclose for obvious reasons, because, you know, all the potential deals may never come true, and every time we start talking about some potential deal, it immediately becomes a matter of speculation, and typically we are not able to give explanations to our strategy and thinking, because it's a commercial secret, and if we are in the middle of any negotiation and then we go out in the public and we announce that we are going to do something, then immediately it hurts the process. So we do have a pipeline, but it's very difficult for me to tell you specifically those are the industries and those are the companies that we're looking at. I can tell you that the motivation system that we have adopted and put in place in the October board of directors meeting, this motivation system basically creates a situation for portfolio managers when they have to recycle the capital and bring back the cash into Sistema, and if they're not successful in doing that, they will not get the remuneration. So it's a pretty hard, but we believe a pretty effective system, and every portfolio manager does have a deal pipeline, which goes, you know, through a quite a rigorous assessment process in the finance committee and the board. So on one hand, we have a big stimulus for people to invest and also divest to create cash. On the other hand, we have a pretty strict and formal investment procedure, which does not allow for kind of unclear and illogical deals to go through.
If I may narrow my question down to the following, as well, you know the investment process of Sistema inside out. In terms of the number of deals, like what is more likely, whether you make, say, two big size transactions next 12 months, or it would rather be, I don't know, 20 relatively medium to small size transactions. What is more likely to you as the CEO, CIO of the company?
Yeah, I think we're looking more at like, you know, 5 to 7 transactions of around $200 million range, you know, $200 million and above. This sort of size we believe is reasonable for Sistema. As far as the big deals, go, quite frankly, we're waiting for the privatization strategy of the government to be more defined, because we heard a lot about potential privatizations of controlling stakes in large companies, and of course we will be interested to participate in some of those, but it's unclear yet when they will be coming. You know, to give an example, in Russian railways, definitely there is potential for, you know, for the privatization of locomotives, for instance, or, you know, repair depots, and there is a lot of talk about, you know, this possibility, but there is no clarity as when and how it will happen. And also in many other industries, you know, there are things that people discuss all the time, but they haven't come true yet. And as far as smaller deals go, we kind of understand how we can develop the existing assets in existing industries, you know, to grow this developing asset portfolio. But big deals, the situation really needs to come through, because we are not in the business of overpaying for basically assets to get them at any cost. A good example is Uralkali, an asset that we looked at, as you read in the press. There have been discussions about it, but clearly we decided that the price was too high and is not worth taking.
That's very clear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Dilia Ibragimova from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Very small question from my side, please. Just on the RTI and Sistema Siam, what are the strategies that you have for the next year, for example, to improve the performance in these two assets? I mean, even if we say that you're planning to get dividends from the 10 smaller companies, considering your portfolio, these two might be excluded as well, taking into account SG Trans, for example, and the two new ones that you got from Bashnev. But in terms of these two, seems to be the only ones that haven't shown improvement in the performance versus the rest of the portfolio. What are your plans there, please?
Well, in FTL, we've already shown improvement in performance through restructuring and cost-cutting efforts. You know, our cash-out this year will be substantially less than cash-out last year, and next year will be substantially less than this year, with a target to bring it to EBITDA break-even in the beginning of 2015. So basically, SSTL restructuring is on track. As far as RTI is concerned, we're also restructuring RTI. We are deleveraging the company, and RTI core business itself is profitable and stable and sustainable, because it's based on the government defense contracts, and those contracts go for many years in the future. The business which is still in trouble with RTI is the systems integration business. And as you know, we acquired 50% in Envision, which is a systems integrator, and we merged Citronic's former assets with Envision. And so far, the company has been struggling to deliver the results that we were expecting from it. So, again, we're introducing a new management team, and we're restructuring and refocusing the company. We're hoping that results of that business in 2014 will be dramatically different. We also separated the division which was called Citronic Kasu and merged it with NIS GLONASS in one unit, which is called Citronic New. And this company is focused on the Safe City project and the telematics business. The size is very small, so insignificant on the Sistema scale, we're hoping that we'll participate in a tender that the transportation ministry will run next year to build the toll collection system in Russia. And NIS, together with Citronic New, is well positioned to participate in this tender. If we get it, it will be a new line of business, quite substantial and profitable, we hope. So both SSTL and RTI remain the focus of our attention, and we continue working on them.
On SSTL, just looking at the quarter-on-quarter results, really, that was the reason for the comment that the results were not the results were on the weaker side. I think there was a customer base decrease and some of the revenue fall, but maybe it's just something to do with the overall environment during the third quarter. But on RTI, what is it? If you were to comment on the performance of the core versus what the options you have for non-core of the operations there, is it if things don't go well with Citronic and the new and the tender that the minister will be holding with regards to GLONASS, the GPS system, would it be possible to separate out the non-core from the core there?
Yeah, I'm not sure to which extent we should get in the operational details of both SSTL and RTI, but I think I will ask Evgeny Chuikov to contact you give you a more detailed presentation, simply because I don't have the numbers in front of me, and it's difficult not to misrepresent the facts.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Your final question comes from Anna Lepetikina from Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I have two questions. My first question is short-term deposits. Can you please disclose the amount of short-term deposit you had at the end of third quarter? And also my question is on STCL. In your presentation, you said that the remaining installment for financing of operations. Do I understand correctly that in the fourth quarter we shouldn't expect any financing of operations of STTL from Sistema, and also can you update us on the to which level you intend to decrease debt of Shayam? Thank you.
Thank you, Abdel. I will take both questions. Speaking about the short-term deposits, the numbers are on the page 5 of the presentation, and the number last quarter was $167 million. These are the deposits which, you know, due to the nature of operations of holding company, we don't have any cash inflow in the first half of the year. So understanding our expenditures for the next first half of the year 2014, we are able to receive fairly good rates by depositing cash for longer periods than 3 months. Speaking about SSTL, we do not intend, there is no any requirement to fund the operational activity of SSTL or any other expenses towards the end of the year, but given the long holidays in Russia in the first half of January, we might send certain funds in the last week of December so that they are ready for Q1. So that's kind of operational to support the operations there. Did I answer?
And in terms of debt, yeah. And in terms of debt, I mean, for how long you intend to be injecting cash for reducing debt of Shayam? Just some update.
Given that there is a new regulation in India which allows 100% foreign direct investment, we are now considering the best option for structuring of the shareholding pattern, and we are in discussions with our Indian partners now how to better utilize this new legislation, so we will probably be able to report to you on the next call on the progress there of combination of the equity and debt at the sustainable level.
But right now we're not planning to.
Okay. So now,
at a similar, Anna, just to clarify, debt should stay at a similar level as we reported today towards the end of the year.
There is basically
and for the next year?
Given the legislation again and the new licensing conditions in India, the SSTL should be always net worth positive. That actually doesn't allow us for funding of the SSTL through the debt. It should be funded through the equity route. But again, how it will be, the exact structure, it will be decided in the next couple of months.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have no further questions. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
I think that's it. We'd like to wrap up. Thank you, everyone, for joining this call today, and have a very good day. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes the Sistema Third Quarter 2013 Financial Results Conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.